What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 29 of the Samcast. I am your host, Sam, and welcome to yet another episode. How many times am I going to redundantly say stuff over and over again? You know, life's good. Life's been great. But this week, I wanted to take some time to kind of talk about something a little bit more personal to me. It's not going to get, I mean, it might get a little deep, but it's not the point. So we'll get right into it after the break. All right. So if you couldn't tell by the title of this week's episode, I'm going to get into why I'm really just not a fan of social media. For those of you who probably follow me on, I guess, on just about anything, I guess I really don't care what you follow me on. But the reality is I don't post hardly ever. And really, I haven't posted anything, like, at all since August. I know I never do Snapchat stories. I do some stuff on LinkedIn, but that's mostly when I do job updates. I've never specifically posted anything directly to LinkedIn. So it's just like job updates. But for me, the big Twitter, I technically have a Twitter. I like never use it. It's nothing against Twitter, but, I'll get into more about why I don't really use Twitter as much, like, ever. Like, I literally used it for an assignment last semester, and that was it. And then, finally, there's Instagram, which is probably the one I use the most often in terms of time spent on it, but I don't post anything, like, ever. Ironically, the last time I posted anything on my Instagram was when I advertised this. Back in August. And just for reference, you know, it is February when I'm recording this. Like, that's like 6 months? 5-6 months? Something like that. Like, it's been a ridiculously long time. But I think I first kind of want to start off is that I don't hate social media. I think there's a lot of really cool positives to it. I know for me personally, it kind of keeps me connected with people I don't talk to that much anymore. So mostly like people from high school or people I just don't get to see very often. It enables me to see like more short form content from things I'm interested in. So I follow a whole bunch of soccer teams and soccer entities. I follow like pretty much most of my, I would say a very large chunk of the people I follow are sport entities, whether it's a specific athlete or a sport organization. Most of them are soccer teams. I've actually unfollowed a couple over the past couple months because I'm just like, yeah, I'm just not into this anymore. And I've thought about unfollowing more because, like, I don't engage with it. Like, I'll follow the teams on, like, ESPN or something, but I'm not going to, like, straight up be, like, because it's a lot. But, yeah, I think, in addition, it's kind of, like, I think it's kind of a cool way to where if you're interested in letting people know about how you're doing, I think that's a great way to do it. You know, you hear stories all the time of people who reconnect over social media. But for me, that's cool and all. But I think there are better ways to reconnect. Now, granted, I don't have the experience. I've never had an experience quite like what some people have had on social media. I'm very much more of a passive social media user. In terms of like, yes, I will do stuff, I'll engage with it, but a lot of times I'm just kind of scrolling through feeds or I'm just kind of briefly looking at stuff. like I'm not super engaged with it. So, but I think there's a lot of positives, you know, reconnecting. It's a cool way to share updates about your life as you want. You know, it's just kind of like, it can be a fun platform that can be really positive. And I know there's a lot of really great things that social media has done. You know, it's helped raise money for, you know, at least in recent memory, things like the Australian wildfires, things like, you know, Kobe Bryant, when he passed away, social media was a really engaging force for content involving, when I say content, I mean like, I don't mean like sponsored or content that gets paid to be uploaded. I mean, I'm talking about like people basically doing tributes to Kobe through social media. I think that's really cool. But to get into more of like the why I'm not a huge fan of social media, first off, I want to say a lot of it has to do with me personally. As I said, I'm not super, I don't engage a whole lot. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of times I'm just not into social media. A lot of it is branded and targeted towards a mass audience, like when you follow bigger accounts. And I kind of like more of the personal feel. You know, in addition, I feel like social media, there's a lot of gray area and a lot of things you do. Like when you follow someone, what if they don't follow you back? I mean, I'm not saying that anyone is ever obligated to follow you back. But do you keep following them, or are you going to get rid of them? And I mean, get rid of them as unfollow them. You know, I think that it's kind of like, it's kind of a weird etiquette. You know, it's like, should you unfollow someone if you want to? Like, I think obviously you can and you should if you feel like you want to. You're never obligated to keep following someone, but it's kind of like that initial, like a lot of times you have to reach out to people. And I feel like over the internet, essentially, because that's all social media is. It's an internet platform. It's kind of awkward, that like kind of initial interaction, the initial like reaching out to be like, I'm going to follow this person. Even if you know them, I think it can still be weird sometimes. I think secondly, I'm not super interested in social media. Like I had a whole class on sport media last year, and of course a lot of it revolved around social media. And don't get me wrong, I think social media is a huge thing that businesses can use to help, you know, generate more revenue, generate awareness for their brands. I think it's a really powerful business tool. But from a personal standpoint, I don't think there's a lot you can do with it, but there's also a lot you can do with it that makes you look bad. Like, I think there are times where I feel social media is more of a liability than a really strong resource for me. Just because of like, you don't want to post something that, you know, 10, 15 years from now when you're getting a job, but they look back and like, oh, I see you posted this. And it hurts. It can hurt you. You know, we see it all the time. It's kind of something, I forget exactly, but it was kind of the inception of me doing this was, it was a thing where it's like, it was literally me. It was like famous. Someone gets famous. And then literally it's like racist tweets from 5 years ago. And it's like something lurking in the background. And yeah. And it's like, it's true. Anything that you put on social media, even if you don't get rid of it, if people remember it, if people have screenshots of it, it doesn't matter if you get rid of it or not. If there's some evidence left out there that you made that tweet, or if you posted that picture, or if you did that thing, it's probably going to get out as soon as you get famous or if a job starts looking for it. And it's kind of scary. I mean, it's extremely scary. I don't want to say something that puts my career in jeopardy before it even gets started. I think in addition to that, there's a lot of real life examples, and I'm not going to necessarily delve into specifics, but people's social media gets them in trouble. It gets them fired. It prevents them from being hired in the first place. And as a young person, I'm not trying to risk my whole life because for one social media post. And that's where, I see things, and I mean, I see pictures or I see things where it's like people posted this thing and I'm like, but why? Now that can come back and haunt you, And I get that social media is used for a lot of things, and a lot of people use it for jokes and memes, and I think that's great and all, but if you're connecting that stuff with, I don't want to say if you're connecting with your personal accounts, because I follow quite a few meme accounts. But if you are specifically posting on your personal account memes or jokes that can be construed in a negative connotation, you should probably get rid of it. And I need to go back through and delete some stuff. And I just haven't, I've never gotten around to it. Because I've had my Instagram account since I was in middle school. It's been a good, probably like 5, 6, 7 years since I got it. And, of course, when you're in middle school, you're cringy as hell. I was, and I still am occasionally. But I know how to kind of keep the cringy parts away from others. But we all have those cringy moments in our life. So that's kind of like, you kind of have to protect yourself. You don't want to go too far with a lot of it. I think another reason I'm not a huge fan of social media is it can be very negative. Like they do research, they've done plenty of research. Like, and I'm sure we've all heard it's like social media can be an extremely negative thing for people if they don't get what they want. We get these preconceived notions of like, oh, this picture should get this many likes, or, and it's like, that's not the point of social media, but the fact that those things exist, it's kind of like, well, now we have to worry about those things. We have to always think about those things. Like our brains get, it's kind of like a drug. They relate social media to a drug. It can be addictive. Those likes and those comments, it can get extremely like, oh my gosh, I'm super cool. Or if they're not coming, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? And the reality is, most of the time, you probably didn't do anything wrong. It's just how other people perceive that post or that picture or whatever it was. And then we take it negatively on ourselves. A lot of people, like, it feeds our egos or it destroys our confidence. Like, social media is this powerful tool that we think, oh, it's just a small little thing, but in reality, it's can severely affect mental health. There's been a couple times where I've kind of had to be like, okay, it's fine, Sam, don't worry about it. And I guess that kind of contributes to why I don't post as much anymore. I used to be a little bit more semi-active, where maybe every couple months I do something cool and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna post about it. I've kind of stopped with that. I'm not huge into posting, and that kind of contributes to, is like, mental health is more important to me than getting likes. Because I know what I'm doing is cool. I don't necessarily need anyone else's support for that. So, yeah. And I think that kind of goes along with, I don't take a whole lot of pictures. And a lot of that has to do with, I like to live in the moment. And I think a lot of people who post on social media, and I'm not calling out any one person because everyone's different, but I think there are a lot of people who, when they do things, they only think about, okay, what can I put on social media? Like, it's one thing to take a picture and be like, okay, yeah, you know, that's a cool picture or a cool video or whatever. I'm going to put it on social media. But if you're just literally doing things just to get the social media aspect of it, you're not living life right. You're not living in the moment. And I am very much I'm going to live in the moment. And I'm going to do things as I take them in stride. So, I think a lot of people will say that they feel that way, but I also think there are a lot of people who, you know, and I think influencers are the best example of this. You know, yes, they have every right to do things just to put it on Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or whatever. But at the same time, it's like social media has kind of taken away from doing things for fun. It's like, oh, I want to do this thing so I can get this cool picture. And it's like, it's a tough cycle to break once you get into it. And I think just for my time's sake, I've talked a lot about, you know, I've talked about a lot of the things that really do bother me, but I think the thing that bothers me most is I'm a very reclusive person when it comes to social media. And I talked about it briefly earlier, but it's like, you don't know what's going to happen on social media. You don't know when someone's like, yeah, I'm done following you. You don't know when someone's going to be like, ooh, or, you know, or like when you follow someone, you don't know if they're going to follow you back. And like those things, like it kind of leads in, it kind of like it's a full encompassing thing. It's kind of like in real life. We are scared to be rejected. I know I am. I hate that idea. And you kind of feel like, well, if they don't follow you back, it's kind of scary. I mean, I don't care for like bigger entities, but if it's like someone like, let's just say hypothetically, it's someone I know or someone who I grew up around. It's like, if they don't follow you back, like, do you think that they care or they just, and it's kind of, it can be a little scary. And this is kind of more of like a conclusion, I would say, but it's like, it all feeds into this cycle of either it bolsters your ego or tears down that house of confidence. And a lot of times for me, it's not worth it. You know? So there's that. But the biggest reason, one, I don't like using social media and posting stuff is one, sometimes, as I said, I like to live in the moment. You know, not everyone needs to know what I'm doing all the time. You know, and there are some people who they're always posting, I'm doing this and this and that, and I'm here, I'm eating this food, I'm hanging out with these people. It's like, not everyone needs to know everything about your life. Like, please, like, sometimes it's okay to take a break. And I think that's the hard part, is some people don't know how to take that break. For some people, social media is their life. If they don't post, they don't make money. And it's kind of like, how did you make it to this point? Like, you know, before social media, what did we do? We told people that. We talked to people. You know, yes, we probably took pictures, but those were for ourselves. And now it's like, with the internet and social media, it's all like, everything is out in the open. It's all right there for you all to see. And it's kind of like that shift of nothing's personal anymore. Everything's got to go out onto the social. And I don't think, for some things it's fine. Other things, I think it defeats the purpose of those memories. You know, take a picture for you every now and again. Not everything has to go out on social media. And honestly, I could probably go all day about it. But it's just like, for me, I don't post because I don't feel the need to. You know? I feel like there are better ways for me to talk about what I do, to talk about the things that excite me, to talk about these cool experiences I have. And that's through human interaction. I am very much the kind of person who, if we're in a conversation, I'll tell you about those things. I'm not like, I hate interacting with people through social media. I am very much more of, I like to sit down face to face with people and talk to them that way. And, I mean, definitely more of an old school type of view, but human interaction is what we thrive off of. And for me, I think face to face is more worth it. But that's just my opinion, and everyone's different. And I think there are definitely great times where social media is a great way to interact with people, but it's not always for me. And I would say 9 times out of 10, it is not for me. So yeah, I think I'll probably wrap it up there. I think there's a nice little tidy bow on it. So yeah. So I think it's important for all of us to think about social media and how we use social media. But I don't think I got too deep. I think that was definitely much more of a surface level conversation with myself about it. But it's something, it's been something I've been thinking about. It's like, do I just, I've been kind of dead on social media, even though I like pictures, I follow people, like I'm normally looking at least once a day. But it's like, is there a way for me to, I don't necessarily want to say more active. I don't want to necessarily become more active on social media, but I feel like there are times where I could probably post more. And I think for me, it's, I just kind of have to get over that hump. But I'm gonna wrap it up there. There we go. There's the nice bow on the end of it. So I'm gonna, I have class, and unfortunately my schedule doesn't allow me to do these very often. So I have to kind of make the time, even when I don't really want to do these. Because, I do it for myself, but I do it for those of you who listen too. So yeah. I want to thank you all for listening. Keep telling people, I know you all got friends. I know you all got friends somewhere. Even on social media, I don't care. You can shout me out. Whatever. I mean, I might be shocked, but if you want to shout me out on any social media, you're always more than welcome to. You all know the links. You all know where I'm at. You all know where to listen to me. So I'd like to, I don't want to say develop a community, but I just, it'd be cool. It'd be cool to get more people. It'd be cool to get different people to listen to these. So thank you all for listening. And I'll catch you all next time on the Samcast.